Welcome back to the Comfort Zone podcast. I'm Dalton.
I'm Brandon.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Cowboy Revolution. You can go to cowboyrevolution.com, promo code Comfort Zone for 15% off your order. They've got a lot of cool hats, shirts, and some other gear. So check them out.
Definitely.
Today is just going to be me and Brandon. We were originally planning on trying to have about a 50-50 medium between just us and then us with a guest, but we had some guest spots that were really excited to come on. I hope you've enjoyed them. But I think it's going to be fun to just kind of sit down, just me and you, like the first one, and dive into kind of what we got going on.
I like it. Reflect on what we've learned about this podcast and kind of where we're at with our flip house and all that stuff. I'm pretty interested to dive into it myself.
Now, speaking of the flip house, it is listed today.
Yeah.
We got all the photos up of it. We're excited to see kind of what happens with it. I don't know if you've looked on Facebook, but we've already got a lot of people commenting. You know, some of the people were people that were involved, like, or even some of them were people that like gave us bids on certain things that we didn't use, and then they still were like commenting, like, "Hey, this looks great. Good job, guys." So we're really excited to start seeing if how many people are going to come want to look at it.
Yeah, no doubt. And unlike JT, you know, he's been on there. He's been on the podcast. He's a big part of it, most part of it. David and Brandy, big shout out to them for getting the pictures done and getting it posted for us. And I'm excited to see how fast it goes. We haven't really talked yet or put our bets in, but
yeah,
I'm thinking 28 days.
28 days. I'm going to go 35. Everybody I've talked to, like, I'm like, I just don't want to sit here with it for 90 days. And, like, everybody's like, it's not going to last 90 days.
Yeah, that's what I've heard. But I talked to David this morning. He was telling me, you know, post-COVID, 90 days is pretty common. But with the way that one looks and the market and the pricing point, I'm hoping 28 days.
28 days later. Yeah. Now, I think we learned a lot with this one. I will say, you know, doing this, especially the way we do it, because we're not, I don't know if this is the right way to explain it. We're not flipping houses quietly. I mean, we're posting, we're talking about it. We have this podcast. We post pretty good updates on social media, on our personals. So like a lot of people that we know or know that we're doing this and they're reaching out. And I think the biggest thing is we didn't know at all what we were doing, and we still don't know at all, but we're learning from it. And I think being able to have the opportunity to share kind of our process with you guys is going to be cool. And I think that's something we can talk about is, I know we talked about it before, but I don't think we ever dived in to like how we got this house, like all the struggles that kind of came with it, with us going over budget, stuff with sub outs. I feel like one thing we've learned with JT and our contractor, who's our contractor, is we hear so many nightmare stories with contractors. And we had some things that could have been done better, not on his part, but maybe with sub outs or stuff. And what's so good about our relationship with JT, if y'all have seen the podcast, you see, you know, how involved we are with them, is we can trust them. And we saw, one of us saw this and said this and brought this up, is like, hey, you know, when a light bulb goes out in the house, you don't sell the house, you change the light bulb. And there's definitely light bulbs that need to be changed both on our end and on his end. But as far as like how we work together, like we couldn't be happier. There's going to be learning curves anytime you're new into a partnership with somebody you're doing business with. Because we're not partners on business. Like he owns his company, we own ours. But when you're working so closely with each other, especially, you know, he makes all the decisions for his company. We make the decisions for our company. But at the end of the day, we have the same goal and need to be on the same page.
Yep. No doubt. And then the communication was always there. And then, you know, just like you said, over the weeks, just working together and getting to know him and building that trust. And Dalton and I both, from all of our friends and the people that we were taking advice from before we jumped into this, was like, hey, the GC is going to be tough.
Yeah.
Or finding contractors and all that stuff. And just having him kind of took that burden away and made it very refreshing to know you had somebody to lean on with you know, advice and tips, and him, you know, getting it done and always being there for us and just communicating. Because typically, you know, you have a general contractor and you're trying to be hands-on to learn. They're kind of like, hey, why don't you get out of my way?
Yeah.
It's none of your business. But he was always upfront and very vocal and just let us be as involved as we wanted to be. And it was a lot of fun. I mean, I didn't get to go down there as much as Dalton did, but I enjoyed coming down because I'd only get to go once a week. And just to see the change and the evolution of the house and our actual vision and plan, you know, coming to light was awesome. And to see the final result is crazy. Because I was telling Dalton, I was like, you know what, it kind of sucks because the people that are looking at the house now are judging it based on what it looks like and not what it did look like.
Yeah.
When we know, like, it was a disaster. Was JT posted a good video?
Yeah.
A before and after, and it was awesome.
And I'll post some pictures real quick too. Like, I'll have Cole put in a few before and after pictures right here.
Yep.
So that's the before and after of the house.
Yeah, it's awesome.
One thing I'll say too on JT's side is, I feel like a lot of times when a contractor makes a mistake or there's stuff that wasn't done to par, they either try to hide it or have excuses or something like that, where, you know, if there was something that wasn't as good as we wanted it to be and we came in and said, hey, we got to make this better, like there was no excuses. It's like, I fell short here.
Or arguing. You know? It was ownership. That's huge.
Yeah. Yeah, being able to be accountable for where we fall short in business, I think, is how you learn. And we're not going to be able to learn if everybody's pointing the finger, right?
Yeah.
If everybody's pointing the finger, and at the end of the day, there was things that we could have prepared for better for them, and there was things that they could have prepared for better. But because we had the open communication, we were able to get a great, great project done. And if you just saw the pictures, I mean, if you're listening audio only, sorry, you know, you can follow us on YouTube and check out those pictures. But it is night and day difference. I mean, we took a two bedroom, and honestly, it was classified as a two bedroom, one bath. It wasn't. It was like a one bedroom, one bath that had a little extra room and a den area that was very, very small. And after a lot of drawings and getting on like AutoCAD or these 3D softwares to design this house, we redesigned it to be a three bedroom, two bath. Which when I went and showed our bank, the bank we use, the pictures and stuff, he's like, oh, y'all didn't just put lipstick on a pig. Y'all redid this thing. So it is a night and day difference from what it was when we walked into that house.
Most definitely. And there was some things too that our intention was never to go in and be like, hey, let's cut corners. Let's me and Dalton can do the paint. We can do the floor, because we've done all those things to houses before in our own stuff in our own time. But we knew we wanted it done right, except for the French drain, which I don't know if we talked about in any of the other podcasts. I don't remember, because we were going through that. We rented a piece of equipment. And we were like, hey, we're going to save $2,500, you know, doing it on our own. And, man.
Yeah, I mean, and here's the thing. Shout out to Big Digs. They got us the...
No doubt.
They got it. We rented the equipment from them. It was definitely a bigger piece of equipment than I think we were needing in that tight space. We were able to get the job done, but it got to the point where we were about 90% through. And that last 10%, we're like, how much how much for you to come finish this? We're done. And and them guys, Gary Rector and Big Digs LLC, they came out and they took care of us and got us finished up. But it was, I will say this, I will not do it again.
It's just like the cell phone repair, you know. If you watch videos, you look it up on YouTube, yeah, it looks simple, but there's so many little things that an expert would know and be able to do that you can't, and that's why you pay somebody to do stuff. And that was the only thing we ventured out into, and we screwed it up.
Yeah.
And we had
we ended up having to pay somebody to fix it. We still saved money
in the long run, but we had to pay somebody to fix our
mistake. Yeah.
And you, if you could have seen me out there with that shovel all day, I was miserable. I'm not used to
it. So here's the thing. It's like, I kept like, you know, I'm running the excavator and I'm like, you want to switch? And he's like, no.
No, I deserve this.
Yeah, I'm gonna do this side.
I need to suffer.
But it was a big machine in a very small area. And we did get it stuck. And JT was gracious enough to come get it out for us.
Yep. And Kyle helped.
Yeah.
Out to them again.
Yeah. It was definitely a fun and stressful day. And then, the problem is like, okay, the whole pizza party, like, oh, my employees are getting down, let me get them some pizza. Like, another thing is it's cheap, so it's easy. So we had like four guys there that day working for us. And then it was us. And like, it's like 2 o'clock. Nobody's ate. It's hot.
It's hot.
It is a hot day. I mean, it's not even, I mean, in Texas, 85 isn't hot, but it's about 85 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not hot for East Texas, but it was hot this day. And we order a bunch of, I don't remember where we ordered from.
It was a local restaurant place. Yeah.
We order a bunch of pizza. We chow down and we still have like 3 hours worth of work left. And all that heavy pizza was not good for us. Horrible I could just choice. See it in Brandon's face. Like, I think you even said it. You was like, I don't care what it costs.
Yeah.
I don't care if I got to pay it for my own money. I'm not doing it anymore. We're getting somebody else
to
finish
it. Take the shovel back to Home Depot.
Yeah.
Get our monies back.
Yeah. So definitely recommend trying to get the right people in the right places to do the things you don't want to do.
Exactly. That's where I was going with that story, was I learned a lot on that end of, if you're not, you don't have to be an expert, but if you're not, because I've never done a French drain. We ended up doing good. We put the French drain in ourselves, and it was just the dirt work we had trouble with. And like Dalton said, it was mainly because the piece of equipment we had was too big for the job we needed it for. And we made it work. I think if we would have had a smaller machine, we wouldn't have needed any help, because we got everything laid and it drains fine. We've tested it. We've had rain. So I think we did good, but yeah, not doing it again.
No. Nope. If it doesn't fit in the budget, then we don't do it.
That's right.
Yeah. And at the end of the day, the foundation, the reason we did a French drain was, you know, there was a lot of runoff that needed to be graded to protect the foundation. And at the end of the day, foundation is protected.
Mm-hmm.
It's draining correctly. All the dirt's moved. It's graded out better. And we did save money. But I feel like the stress that we went through that day and the you almost passing out from heat exhaustion would have been worth the extra $1,500.
I agree.
But it's definitely a learning experience there.
Yep. You're going to have it 100 times over. We had a small little issue with the electric panel. We wanted it moved because it was like going to be in the living room. We were going to try to get it moved over to where it was in a corner. And just, you know, so my point in this story is not just being an expert, but when you're communicating with somebody, make sure that you understand. Dalton's really good about this, being like, hey, I don't know what you're saying. Dumb it down for me. And this time it was just a miscommunication on our knowledge on where we were wanting this box moved that kind of stalled everyone over a foot. You know, and that little stuff like that, the gas line.
Well, I was about to say, that was learning from the electrician when we dealt with the gas company, and the gas company was like telling us one thing, and I was like, hey, I need you to make me understand why you're saying that, because just based off what I know, I don't agree with you.
Yeah, so I don't know what you're saying.
And at the end of the day, we did what I wanted.
Yeah.
Now, we did have to make some changes, but it was one of those things of like, basically, they needed access to a valve. It's underneath the cabinet. They wanted us to relocate the whole thing. And I'm like, so why don't, like, is there a permit? Is there something that says safety-wise that it has to be relocated? And they're like, well, no, we just need access to the valve. I said, okay, so if I have somebody come and not move every valve, but replace this valve to come up higher and keep it in the same location, does that work? And it did, but that wasn't what they wanted.
Yeah.
You know, just because then they would have to come back and they would have to pull the meter. And we got our plumber out there to come do it. The city came and inspected it, gave it the green check mark, and we got it the way we wanted it. And it cost us $500-$600 versus, you know, another $1,500 to move everything that they wanted. And, you know, they got policies and stuff that they have to follow as a company. I get that. And, you know, the technician that came out was very good at working with us. And I wasn't, like, I remember when we walked outside, I asked Brandon, I was like, was I being a jerk or was I being direct? Because I wanted to be on the same page.
Yeah.
He's like, both. You're a jerk. I mean,
yeah, you were jerkishly being direct.
Yeah. But I think at the end of the day, though, that's part of it, though. You learn that when you have a relationship with somebody where you can communicate and say, hey, dumb it down for me, talk to me like I'm five, you know.
Yep.
That's fine. But because, you know, we both grew up, you know, like you said, we've done flooring. We've done a lot of stuff. I mean, we just built a porch with my dad. I mean, I grew up where my family was like, if it needed to be done, we bought the materials and did it ourselves. So, you know, I have a little bit of knowledge on a lot of that stuff, but I'm not an expert. So, like, even then, being able to say, hey, I'm not on the same page, which I think this is funny. So, we're building this porch this weekend. I'll tell this story. We're building this porch this weekend. And dad's like talking four steps, five steps ahead. And I called him out. And I was like, dude, like, I've gotten better with it. But Heath is sitting over like lost, doesn't know what's going on. And it's not Heath's fault. Not that Heath doesn't know what he's doing. It's just Heath hasn't figured out how to pick up on the cues to read dad's mind as much because he hasn't worked with him as much. Well, I haven't done it as much as Colt. Colt works, you know, as his brother. So he works with him all the time.
Yep.
You know. And he's like, are y'all following me? Yeah, we're following you. And then he'll ask three questions later. He's like, see, y'all ain't following me. And he's getting mad. Well, not mad, but he's like, y'all ain't following me. Y'all just saying yes because you want me to shut up. And Coach said, he said, man, you walked outside and said, what about that 2x4, that 4? You know, it's like, you're not even, what are we talking about?
Yeah.
What? Everything here is a 2x4. Or a 2x6. Which 2x6 are you talking about? And it's just funny because he's like, well, I forget. I'm thinking seven steps ahead. And he's like, all right, well, they just say, hey, after all this, we're going to do this. This is the 2x6 I'm talking about when we run this chase. Okay, fine. Then we can be on the same page. But when you just walk outside with your ice glass of water because you had to get a drink and say, well, what are we going to do about that 2x6? What 2x6? I don't know. Yeah. So
that's dad talk.
Yeah.
Can't wait to talk to my kids like that. Get them frustrated.
Let me tell you, this weekend was a hot weekend. Oh, dude. It was hot.
We were in Dallas, and we ended up going to the water park. I told Courtney, because we're about to go on vacation, and we'll be at the lake. I was like, I ain't putting no sunscreen on. I'm going to go ahead and get a little burn, you know. I didn't think we were going to be there very long. 5 hours later, I am scorched. Like, I'm red. Me and Landon both. We're struggling.
Landon's pasty.
He was a little whiter than I was, for sure. He's struggling.
I got this necklace, like tan line. There's white mark around my neck from my necklace.
I had my watch on the first day and my necklace. Yeah, I didn't even look at that.
Yeah, my ring.
Oh, yeah. Jumping all over the place back to the house. This one tripped me out. House is pretty much done. Me and Dalton go last week to look at all the final touches and everything. Walking through the house, everything looks great. there's a few things that, you know, we pointed out, but just minor stuff. Well, the first bedroom.
Oh my gosh.
There's no AC vent.
JC watches. I have not said anything to JC about this yet. I forgot. Which, by the way, JC, I need an invoice.
Yes.
I need to be able to pay you. I can't pay you through a text
or
message.
Or don't. Either way.
But but if you're listening to this, JC.
Yeah. No AC vent in that bedroom. And that's one of those things we talked about. Accountability. We both agreed. That's kind of our fault, too.
Yeah.
Neither one of us noticed it.
Yeah.
Never. I've been in that room every time I go there. It's the first room I go into. Never noticed it. I don't know who noticed it.
JT was like, hey, by the way,
oh, yeah,
we didn't move the AC vent from the hallway to the bedroom, so I'll take care of that. But did we talk about it? And I was like, yeah, we talked about it. But, I mean, you know, I forgot to make sure with them. They probably forgot to make sure, you know. But, you know, that's simple mistakes. And,
yeah.
And those guys are great. That, you know, that's just as much our fault of making sure, you know. I think that goes into, like, using people you know. And using people you've used in the past, you get comfortable to where you're not putting a scope of work contract there. And that's not just there to protect you. And that's the reason we didn't do it, is I think doing that and listing it itemized is so mistakes like that don't happen. So that's on us. You know, that is 100% on us. If we would have had an itemized detail of, hey, this is each thing I need for you guys to do, you know, then of course they can follow that script and do it. But it's just crazy that, because, you know, you talk about it. You're AC guys. You know it needs a vent in every room. And then we just don't run a vent there.
It'll trip me out. Yeah. Little things like that happen. And that's in any business, everybody that kind of tunes in, you know, we are small business oriented and we like to kind of hear everyone's story. But everybody's story is going to be the same in the aspect of they struggle somewhere. Or something went wrong, or something went south, or there was a point where they felt like they were going to have to quit and stop and do something different. But, you know, as a business owner, you gotta fight through that. And I feel like God blessed me with that mentality and that I just have a calm spirit, I guess. I don't stress out about much because, you know, I try not to worry about things I can't change, and I try to make sure that I keep myself humble and accountable for the things that I can change. And most of the time, I tell my kids all the time not to be, you know, entitled, because no one owes you anything. And typically, if something goes bad, you might could point the finger at somebody, but ultimately it's coming back to you, because as a business owner, we always... The buck stops with us. I mean, that's our house. We own it. That's our debt. We have to own it too. And any business. I mean, so I'm thankful that I don't have high stress, or I would probably have a heart attack tomorrow.
How are your kids on that not being entitled?
It's not going good. I just keep reminding them. Maybe it'll kick in one day.
Yes, when everybody calls your, what, how, Anna Claire, six, seven?
Seven, yeah.
Seven, when her name is literally Queen.
Yeah, Queen. Just this morning, we're at the house, and she has, it was a like a read-a-thon day, so they could bring a flashlight and a book and a blanket and a stuffed animal. And I moved her backpack to the front door so she wouldn't forget it. And it had her blanket and her flashlight in it, but she was bringing this big donut stuffed animal pillow thing, and it was on the counter. Well, guess what? She forgot it. And so Courtney was like, that's your fault, Anna Claire. You know, you're supposed to get your stuff. I set it by your backpack. And she said, my backpack was by the front door. They're getting into it. And I was like, yeah, I moved her backpack. I was like, that's my fault. She's like, it ain't your fault. It's her fault. So Daddy went and got her pillow and took it back to the school for her.
Yeah, last night Jensen had a meltdown after his t-ball game because he wanted a Gatorade, and I'm like, no, we're literally going home. We have, like, I'm not paying $3-$4 for a Gatorade. Like we already, because the thing is, we already bought, like, snow cones. Like, the team gets snow cones. Like, you can have a snow cone. When we get home, we buy the zero calorie Gatorades. We keep them. We have Gatorades and dinner at home, you know. and just has a meltdown. Wants one there at the concession stand. He didn't get one, by the way.
Oh, okay.
He did not get one.
That's pretty good.
No. No, Chelsea doesn't tolerate it. I'm the one that's the bad one about giving in. Chelsea does not give in. She sticks to it. And there's some things I told her. I was like, I think, you know, because you tell him to do something, he has to do it. But, like, sometimes you didn't have to tell him to do it, you know. Like, sometimes just let him be crazy, you know. Like, he puts his T-ball hat, he'll move his helmet sideways to where he's looking through the ear hole because it looks like a cyborg. And he'll do that when he runs from third to home to come to home because he thinks he's being funny. And it drives Chelsea insane. And she tells him to stop doing it, which means, like, because mom told you to do something, you have to stop mm-hmm. or you're in trouble. But I kind of was like, hey, it's T-ball. Let him do it. Like, you don't have to tell him not to do that. Like, it's okay.
It's okay to be a cyborg in T-ball.
Yeah. But, you know, but the fact that you did means that, like, he has to listen.
He can't be a cyborg.
Like, we can have the conversation afterwards and say, hey, let's not tell him not to do that. Mm-hmm. Like, he's four. He's playing T-ball. They're going to be silly. Every kid's being silly. It's fine. But it's the same thing, too, though. Like, though they're not, I promised them after dinner I'd give them some Scooby Snack gummies. Well, forgot. He's laying in bed, about to go down. He reminds me of the Scooby Snack. His teeth are already brushed. So I give it to him because I told him I was going to.
Yeah.
And Chelsea's like, well, you just need to explain to him he's already brushed his teeth. And I was like, yes, I understand what you're saying, but I told him he could have some after dinner. He's getting some after dinner. That's my mistake. I understand he got cavities, and that's what she's upset about. There's stuff like that that is my fault. But, you know, Daddy said you can have some. You're going to get some.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
If I say something, I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
With the kids most of the time.
Yeah.
But speaking of, it's going to be, this will be a good summer. Usually summer times, like I had Cole last summer. And now it was cool. We have Cole?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was there. The last summer was pretty easy.
Yeah, I think he left it around July for a little while.
It wasn't too bad. And Heath is doing a great job, so it'll be better. But summertime, I usually have the kids. It's hard to get up here.
Yeah.
But we're going to keep trying to do these podcasts. We might have some of the kids on the podcast.
Yeah.
We'll see. I think Landon and Jackson could have a good conversation and maybe throw Bear in here for a minute.
Yeah.
Because Anna Claire, for anybody that don't know, we call her Anna Claire Bear. Or Queen.
Yeah.
She's got a lot of nicknames. I'm sure it's confusing when people see her and they're like, what is her name?
Yeah.
Anna Claire, Bear. I call her Bear most of the time. Or Queen. That's what they call her. Courtney and the boys, or Courtney mainly. Queen. Come here. And I'm like, Bear. Bear, Bear. Come here.
Yep.
Bear, she's got Bear. 14 names.
Yep.
And her name is Anna Claire. She don't have a middle name. It's Anna-Claire because Courtney didn't want her people, when they see her, you know, in school, to be Anna. She wanted it Anna Claire. So she don't have a middle name.
Yeah.
I didn't know you could do that.
I didn't know you could do that. I mean, look what Elon Musk named his kids. But no, and I'll go back into that. So as far as, like, our first season of podcasts, we do have a few more we're going to do. Probably go through most of this summer. We'll kind of see where it's at, and that'll be the first season. But I think moving forward, what we're going to do is we're still going to be doing content and clips on all of our social media. And we may do short, you know, 15-minute segment podcast throughout the year. But as far as, like, our full season of podcasts, we have the light season towards the end of the year. And then we have a lot of baseball and stuff like that. So basically between baseball season and light season is probably going to be our season of, hey, we're going to do full form, long 1 hour podcast. That'll probably be anywhere from 10 to 20 podcasts per season that we'll do. And then in the in between times will be more short form content for Reels, TikTok, that may be podcast style. Mm-hmm. And it may be just like coming to our job sites with us, or going to, you know, golf with us, or even going to a baseball game or something like that. We're going to film stuff like that to kind of do it. Yeah. We're probably going to get into some challenges. you know, we'll kind of see what the trends are on it.
Yeah.
But we'll be putting out content. I mean, we're not, for you guys listening and you're like, oh, this got 200 views here or 30 views here and stuff like that. You know, we're not making money from this. We're enjoying doing it. But I mean, real numbers, if you take every AI clip, if you take every listener on, you know, Spotify, Apple Music, and you look at YouTube and TikTok and Instagram, you take across all platforms. I mean, we haven't had an episode that hasn't produced at least, you know, 6,000 viewers. And we've had a few that are 8 to 12,000. So, like, there is a little bit of a reach, even at a small scale with this, to where, you know, it's worth doing. We enjoy doing it. One thing I'll say is, like, you know, if you enjoy us and you're listening to us, like, share it. Tell your family, tell your friends. I know it's mainly geared towards business, but we're going to kind of work towards being where anybody can listen and relate to. I mean, and we'll talk about this too. There's sacrifices you make. You know, one thing with us, to be more flexible, to have full-time employees and have more time elsewhere means less money.
Yep.
That's what a lot of people, maybe they do think about if they're business owners, but if you're not a business owner, you don't maybe think about this. For us to delegate 40 hours a week to somebody means that that's a full year's salary that we aren't making. And just full transparency, with the real estate, we were really wanting to scale faster than we are. Now, we do have another one coming up in New Boston. Mm-hmm. We were hoping to get four done this year. It's looking like maybe 2 to 3, which doesn't seem like it's a lot of difference, but when you're investing in real estate, you're looking at 4 months, 6 months even, from start to finish before you get get your money back and then make money. So in the meantime, you know, us delegating all of our time here that we were making money to an employee means that there's less money. And it's like we've said, people think, oh, you're running a business, you're doing this, you're rich. You know, it's not always the case. So, you know, me and Brandon have talked, and there's other things that we may have to do on the side to kind of still provide for our families, you know? Yeah. And I think that that's something that at first was kind of frustrating for me, at least, of like, it feels like you're taking a step backwards. But the thing is you're doing those sacrifices. You may have to go do other things because you have a goal. You're putting out a lot of money and time into other people, to make it passive, but making something passive means it's less money sometimes.
Yep.
But I think at the end of the day, no matter how things go, our goal has always been real estate. And even though we might not be able to scale it to the point we wanted to in a year, it may take 3 years, but we're going to get there. And I think at the pace that we're going, we're really not that far behind. I mean, I've talked to a lot of investors that are like, you're lucky if you break even on your first deal and all this. And
yeah,
you know,
if you don't lose a little.
Yeah. And I just don't see us being able to, I don't see us losing money. We did patting ourselves on the back, pat JT on the back, like David, everybody that was involved in this, like, this house was awesome.
And it was a good one.
You know, I think the area is awesome. I mean, it's right in downtown of Mount Vernon. Mount Vernon's a super cool space, too. Like, there's restaurants everywhere there. You're not far from the lake. I mean, it's a great piece of real estate. And I think we're fortunate that that was our first deal for two reasons. One is the location. But two is because of all the problems and roadblocks that came along with it, we got to learn a lot on our first one. But we got to learn, and it not cost us, you know, 20 grand at the end of it. You know, we're not going to not recoup our money.
Yeah, because along with that, for anyone out there that does have multiple businesses, you'll probably understand what I'm talking about. And what Dalton just dove into is delegation. And typically, if you're a small business and the business depends on you day to day and you step away, it's going to suffer. And so to find that balance of less suffer is tough. And, you know, we had a lot of coals and a bunch of different fires, we had the spice business that was kind of vamping back up, so we were trying to maintain that so it didn't, you know, that fire didn't go out, and we got all of the people that we told we were going to stock, get them, you know, stocked. So, and then you got the store up here, and we're not here every day. We're actually spending more time at the flip house because that's where our focus was. And not that it wasn't ran right. It's just when you're the owner and it's your money, things, it's different. Every small business owner knows what I'm talking about. Because when it's, you know, say there's a $150 part that we order, customer don't come back. Me and Dawson, we're going to send that part back because it's $150. That's first thing on our mind. Not necessarily what Heath was used to doing, because that we took care of that. But when you're stagnant for 2 months, you got all that building up on you, it's easy for it to slip through the cracks, and then you realize, well, what's going on here? Why is our inventory way up, but yeah, we're not making any more money?
Yeah, like $10,000. But so here's the thing too, though, which where it's not Heath's fault is this, is like we talk about it, it all goes back to us full circle, is we were used to knowing that if we were here, we would do it, and Cole has been here 8 years, so Cole knew a lot of the stuff. With Heath being here a year and a half, you know, there's stuff that we've always taken care of that he didn't have to, that when we didn't, Cole did. But with Cole, you know, only being here on Fridays now,
half a day,
we forgot to say, hey, Heath, here's parts of the job that you need to be aware of. And, you know, that's not, Heath had no idea, no, you know, that he needed to be sending those out weekly, not, or at a minimum monthly, you know, not waiting a quarter for it to go out, because that money, you know, sits and you lose money. So at the end of the day, like, you can't point the finger at an employee that didn't know something because you didn't train them on it, you know?
Yep.
And it, like you said earlier, you go, it, no matter which way you spin it, when it goes back as the business owner, is there information that you should have shared or training that you should have done or something you could have explained better or done different to make sure that didn't happen? And the answer to those is, yeah, we that was on us.
Yeah, we dropped the ball. And there was a lot of discussion and numbers and looking and searching, and we figured out kind of what the deal was, and now we have an answer and we can fix it. And I was telling Dalton, you know, we've been in worse positions with other businesses, and I've been in way worse positions in some things I've tried. I've talked about the trucking. It's horrible. But, you know, we're still in a good place. But like he said, the crazy part about the real estate is, you know, you're putting all this money in, and you're putting all this time in, and you know, you're only getting paid on the back end once it sells. So it might be 90 days, it might be 180 days before you get paid, and we probably spent $400 in fuel. Mm-hmm. just on top of food and everything else that we had to pay out of pocket that wasn't even a business expense for 88 Elite. That was just, yeah, me and Dalton spending our own money, which, you know, you will be able to handle at the end of the year. But I'm only saying that because I want, this podcast is just for us to be transparent so we can talk and tell our story. And so maybe if you're getting into this, or you know somebody who is, it might be a piece of advice to share, because you don't think about those things. You don't, mm-hmm, think about $20 in gas every time you go there and back. And you do that 3 times a week for 2 months.
Yeah.
Like, certain things you have to account for. And I think there was a lot of things we didn't anticipate happening, we didn't see. And like I said, it's fun. That's why this is the comfort zone. We're getting out of our comfort zone. And, you know, we want to let y'all know kind of where, if we did something really well, we want to tell you. But if we fell short, I want to share that too, because, yep, this isn't about putting us on a pedestal or making us better than, you know, we are, because we're just human. We're small business owners, and we learn every day. And if you're not making mistakes, you're not growing. So I'm okay with every little thing that happens wrong, because as long as we learn from it.
Yeah.
And I've said that before, but.
Which, this is one thing I will say, that I want this part to be in one of the clips that we do for Reels. The amount of followers or people that engage with these people that are, like, so out of touch. Like, Dave Ramsey, this Grant Cardone's, like, these guys are so out of touch with reality because of how much money they have.
Yeah.
The people enjoy watching. I watch them. I follow them and watch them too. But I will say, like, even if it's not our podcast, there's a lot of small businesses that do podcasts, that do this type of stuff, or putting out content. And in my opinion, like, support us. Support those guys if you got some local people. Because that's where you're going to have real people doing real things. I mean, we're no, like, every single person that listens to this podcast can go talk to a bank, can go find a house and do exactly what we're doing. You know, you can say, oh, I don't have enough money. I don't have, because here's the thing. You need one of two. You don't need both. You need good credit or you need money. You don't have to have both. If you have at least one of those, and if you don't have both, then there's still ways to get around it with private money and all that stuff. But to do it in an easy way, good credit or money, you don't have to have both. And the big thing that I absolutely love on social media right now, which, have you seen the, like, hey, let's pay each other's debt off, like, watch this for 5 seconds, engage with it, and, like, everybody's doing this. Like, it's a huge trend right now of people doing it. And I love that, because it's, you got a bunch of people that are growing a social media platform from just asking, like, hey, if you watch 5 seconds of this video and engage, like, comment or something, if I get 20,000 of you to do it, like, I can pay off my college student loans.
Yeah.
Like, and just asking for help. And they're like, and go do it to mine. Tag me. Use this hashtag. I'll come through and engage. I'll spend 20 minutes of my day going through and engaging for you. You know, you engage for me. And I think, you know, not that we're posting and doing that, we, you know, but I'm just saying, like, that's a great way to use the platform, right? Yep. And with our platform, what we're getting to is, like, we're trying to use it on the sense of, we're trying to learn, we're trying to share our experiences, we're trying to share our wins, trying to share our loses. And at the end of the day, we're normal small town guys that, you know, graduated in small town East Texas high schools and, you know, went to, neither one of us went to college. We went and did general labor. For the first part of our work life careers. And it's just, to me, it's very important for people to support small businesses, right? Mm-hmm. I always, even before I was a business owner, if I could shop local at a local place over, you know, a big brand name store, I did. And this isn't me begging for viewers, begging for likes or anything like that. It's just, I'm asking you to consider it. Think about how you watch these videos of people that are out of touch with reality, that don't understand the struggles of somebody that makes, you know, 40 grand a year or 30 grand a year, or even, I mean, their struggles at six figures a year when you're just now touching six figures.
Oh yeah.
I mean, right now I just talked to a guy yesterday. It's like, I won't say the industry, what he does, but, like, they handle a certain type of contracting for people. And he's like, dude, I'm getting the same objections for guys that are in mansions as guys that are, you know, living in a $100,000 house, of, like, I can't meet my deductible right now to be able to do this service. Like, it is tight everywhere. I get that.
Yep.
It is a different time. We don't generally get political on here. You know, maybe when Trump gets in office again, if that happens, some things get better.
Yep.
You know, if you're not somebody that likes Trump or votes Republican, that's okay. Everybody has a right to their opinions. But I can say now, this economy that we have, this fake COVID virus crap, not that it was a fad, I shouldn't say that, but I'm just saying, like, since 2020, the downhill spiral that we have had with a lot of stuff, and people say, well, I'm not into politics, or I'm not into, sure, okay, don't get into politics federally, but at least pay attention to your local politics, because that does matter. That does affect you. Are there different tax, you know, is there different tax dollars that are going to things that you don't support, that's not for small businesses, not for the community, you know? There's There's just a lot. There's just a lot that we can talk about and we can dive into outside of just the business. And I think that's what we want to get into, is share our experiences, share more of our opinions, have fun with the podcast. And we're just asking for your support. I mean, at the end of the day, you know, we're not making any money off this. We don't plan to ever make any money off this. But engagement, to know that what we're doing is not falling on blank ears, you know, would be nice.
Yeah.
So and a few of you guys, was it Italy or Puerto Rico? There was like, we've got like four or five listeners that have listened to every episode that aren't even in the States.
Yeah.
You know, we've got listeners in California, New York, New Hampshire, and then the rest are in the DFW, San Antonio area. Like, so like we've looked at it and we've got listeners that have listened to every episode. So we really appreciate you guys. You know, we honestly, if we can get to a point, like we talked about this, like we would love to have like a Patreon or something, to where those, like the people that have listened to us from the beginning, you know, that they can subscribe, even if we set up a free one. And I don't know, when we start doing merch or something down the road, like we want to send you guys something. I mean, the big thing is, and we've got some that are friends that have listened to every episode, and I've got some critiques like, hey, it cut out here, the audio is bad here, you know, they'll text us and let us know kind of what's going on so we can learn. But I've ranted for long enough. I mean, I feel like my point's made. But
yeah, definitely, just to, yeah, support us. And I mean, if you don't like us, you don't have to support us. That's it. I mean, we're not here for anyone's approval. We're not here to sell you anything. You know, like we talked about our hats, you know, that's just something that, you know, we want to support a small business. They're new and we're new, and we can all just help each other. It's easy, you know. And this platform right now is mainly just to share our experience being a small business owner. Like I said, try to be as truthful as we can and let you guys know, you know, our triumphs, our struggles, and just be real, because we're not out of touch with reality. We're small business, you know, middle class Americans, normal families, Northeast Texas, like fishing, camping, boating, you know, playing baseball. We got kids balling, and that's a big thing right now, is the travel baseball and all that stuff. And that's a,
and we're Cowboys fans.
Yeah, boy. Okay?
If you don't like the Cowboys, then, you know, don't watch our podcast.
Yeah.
There he goes. There's a lot of people.
Yeah, there they go. Half of them just cut off.
Yeah. Yeah. No, but no, once again, and to talk about these, so these guys and all these companies like them that do like the, so there's two types of sponsorships on the podcast that we have found, and some of them we had, like we've got emails from that want to do it, and it's just like we don't want to. So you have a sponsor where they'll say, hey, we'll pay you X amount of dollars to mention and read this script at the beginning, middle, or end of your podcast. And we've had a couple of those. We may start getting into some of those if they're companies or something we like.
Mm-hmm.
And we're looking, you know, we're open to any of them, local or, you know, nationwide. And then there's brand ambassador deals. And there's a big difference between like an ambassador and what do they call it? I can't remember what it's called. But basically with an ambassador, this is such a brilliant, like, business plan that they do of like, hey, you're going to get a big discount and a promo code for you to order merch, right? So like your first times, we pay. We get a big discount, but we pay, and then it's sponsored. We can say, hey, you get this discount code with it. And basically as orders come in, then that's where we get for your free merch or payments and stuff like that from it. And like I said, we're not doing this to make money. I mean, honestly, like if we just recruit what we spent to do this, would be awesome. That would be a dream.
Yeah,
but if we don't, that's okay. But like that idea of like having a small brand and being like, hey, not only can I make money by getting people to buy from me, like just normal consumers, but I can get ambassadors that are trying to build their brand to both make money, but also they have to order from me to be a part of an ambassador. Like that is so good. And there's a lot of them that do it. I mean, we looked at a bunch, you know, and you got to apply. So like if you have a social media platform and you want to do it, like, and you got other ones, like look for those companies that do it, that fit like a niche. We went with smaller. There was a few bigger ones that we could have gone with. We wanted big enough to like have good quality, but we wanted small enough to be that small business. You know, these guys are veteran owned, veteran women owned. They're super, super, super cool website, a lot of cool hats, a lot of cool shirts. And they're fairly new to my understanding. So it's great to support companies like that. We have another one that we work with. We'll wear their hats on the next podcast, but it's a golf, you know, brand, Shank It Golf. They're another one that, like, you know, Blue Tees, a lot of those guys are a lot bigger, and you got to apply for all of them, and you may get approved, you may not. They're going to look at your socials, see kind of what your following is to see if it works for them as well. We're going to be strategic on who we work with. We're not going to work with somebody that doesn't share values with us. I don't care how much I like their product. We're not going to work with somebody that doesn't share values with us. So definitely, you know, keep that in mind, and we'll put the link for our sponsors in the description. But I feel like that's about time. I mean, do you have anything else you wanted to?
Keep your eye open for us. Like I said, our main goal is just to share our day-to-day lives, which we haven't gotten to yet. We really want to kind of umbrella our business partnership, but separate our lives too, so you can kind of see how we work together and how it flows. I'm very busy. I'm always doing something. I'm probably a little reckless when it comes to trips and vacations and all that stuff, not in the sense of dangerous, but like spending too much money. But you know, everybody has their opinion, and one day I'm gonna be laying in the dirt, and at least those memories will be there, and I'll know that I did my part as a dad and a husband and a friend. And you know, I don't want to ever look back and regret that I didn't do enough with my family and my friends. And I enjoy camping and traveling. And even though the hotels are expensive and travel baseball and dance and all that is expensive and it can be overwhelming, I don't regret it at all. I think it's great for the kids. And I know everybody has their opinion on that. But we've made so many memories, and I'm very blessed to be able to live the life that I do. And it is from being a small business owner. Like I said, that's one of the reasons we started this whole thing was it's a special thing to live in the greatest country in the world and have the opportunities that we have. And there's so many people out there that don't take those chances. And you sit back and you're at your 9-to-5 every day and you're miserable. And, you know, maybe you'll hear this and it'll give you hope to give it a shot. Because like I said, we're very honest. We're up front. It's not easy. It's not for the faint of heart. If you are stressed easily, you might want to stay at your job. But it's not always going to go your way. And you got to just overcome those battles and keep fighting. Stay strong. Get comfortable being uncomfortable.
Yeah. Like that. I will add to it too real quick. One of the things you just said, one of the things you just said made me think about this. So on an umbrella. So basically we're going to figure out like the YouTube is currently the Comfort Zone PC. We're probably going to name that something different. We're thinking like Comfort Bros or something like that, you know, to where like our podcast will still be under the same thing, like all the audio platforms. But as far as like the YouTube, the TikTok and Instagram goes, we're going to have that all the same name to where it's something we can both upload to. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it may be, you know, collaborated stuff, but it's going to be like our channel of, you know, like I just taught for the first time at church. I may upload that video. You go play, you know, a game. I may go play a game or whatever. Or even like we have some cool like games here, like business oriented games. We may video us playing those. Or like I said, we talked about challenge or trendy content. We're gonna start doing all that. If there's types of content you guys like more than the others that we put out, like let us know in the comment sections when we're doing these. Like and follow us on TikTok and Instagram. I will post those names, it right now it's still under my TikTok and my Instagram because I've got a little bit of a following. He's an old man and didn't really use those, so it didn't have a following. So we're going to use it like that for now under mine. Once we kind of decide what name it's going to be under, we'll change it. And because I don't use it as a personal Instagram or personal TikTok, it's all used for business anyway. So we're going to change it to where those two and the YouTube are all the same name. That way you can follow us on each platform. We have a link tree to some of those. So I don't know if it'll allow it on the video on YouTube or on audio, but I'll see if there's a way for me to post the link tree in the description that shows all of our platforms. But follow us there. You know, let us know, like message us, comment us, email us, thecomfortzonepc@gmail.com. If there's type of things you want to hear, if there's questions you have, if there's stuff you want us to talk about, if you want to come on the podcast as a small business owner, you don't have to be in Northeast Texas. It doesn't have to be in person. We'll do it remotely. We'll do whatever. Just hit us up. Let us know. And like Brandon says,
stay comfortable being uncomfortable, baby.
Yeah.
Y'all have a good one.